Official after official simply hurried him on to the moment when he stood at the base of a spaceship, all unbelieving still. It was like a gigantic cannon aimed at the heavens, and Bailey shivered spasmodically in the raw open air. The night closed in, for which Bailey was thankful, like dark black walls melting into a black ceiling overhead. It was cloudy, and though he had been to Planetaria, a bright star stabbing through a rift in the cloud startled him when it caught his eyes. A little spark, far, far away. He stared curiously, almost unafraid of it. It looked quite close, quite insignificant, and yet around things like that circled planets of which the inhabitants were lords of the galaxy. The sun was a thing like that, he thought, except much closer, shining now on the other side of the earth. He thought of the earth suddenly as a ball of stone with a film of moisture and gas, exposed to emptiness on every side, with its cities barely dug into the outer rim, clinging precariously between rock and air. His skin crawled. The ship was a spacer vessel, of course. Interstellar trade was entirely in spacer hands. He was alone now, just outside the rim of the city. He had been bathed and scraped and sterilized until he was considered safe, by spacer standards, to board the ship. Even so, they sent only a robot out to meet him, bearing, as he did, 100 varieties of disease germs from the sweltering city to which he himself was resistant, but to which the eugenically hot-housed spacers were not. The robot bulked dimly in the night, its eyes a dull red glow.
"Plainclothesman Elijah Bailey."
"That's right," said Bailey crisply, the hair on the nape of his neck stirring a bit. He was enough of an Earthman to get angry gooseflesh at the sight of a robot doing a man's job. There had been R. Daniil Oliva, who had partnered with him in the spacer murder affair, but that had been different. Daniil had been,
"You will follow me, please," said the robot,
and a white light flooded a path toward the ship. Bailey followed. Up the ladder and into the ship he went, along corridors and into a room. The robot said,
"This will be your room, plainclothesman Bailey. It is requested that you remain in it for the duration of the trip."
Bailey thought, "Sure. Seal me off. Keep me safe, insulated.